Starting out on the healing horde journey, my objectives were pretty clear. Funny thing, when you ask the masses, nobody's a hoarder. I'm serious. At least no one will admit it. Weekly, I ask others to pray with me about the problem that no one seems to have. God has revealed a number of things. One, support for this issue requires physical and spiritual work. Two, language is everything. People just have lots of stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. Three, God has uniquely equipped me with gifts to see, minister, and engage others. In Mark chapter 2, it says, "And again he, Jesus, entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying." Jesus tells the man that his sins are forgiven. He heals him and compels the man to take up his bed and walk. This is a powerful passage. What also stands out is the faith and determination of the four friends. Their efforts required maneuvering, strength to dismantle the roof, and pushing past the complaints of the crowd. Father, today we lift up and carry a friend that may be dealing with a spiritual or physical issue too overwhelming to handle on their own. Give us creative ways to minister to your people. Strengthen us in every way to hear your voice, follow your will, and not be still until your work is done. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more, modeling love for God and others.